Is the microphone working? I think it is. No? Yes. Okay, great. Thank you. I did a whole service and found out later the microphone wasn't working. Don't want to do that again. So this morning in the gospel story, Peter, James, and John went up a mountain, and when they came back, they were different people. They were changed forever. They had had a significant, bone-rattling, faith-changing, on-fused God encounter. Perhaps you too have had such an experience, or you know someone who has. These experiences happen today, just as they did then, changing lives forever in just a matter of minutes. We like to think of ourselves as being very rational, calm, observant human beings. So when we read or hear an experience like that, it makes us nervous. It causes our world as we know it to spiral out of control. It defies logic and it dissolves the foundations of thought on which we rely. Such an experience flies in the face of reason. And that was what was happening to Peter. And I think he was having several reactions all at the same time. One might have been something like, oh, this is wonderful, it's so wonderful. I want to stop it somehow, I want to freeze it, and then other people can come and see it too. And so he says to them, let me build booths, and you all can stay in them so that we can share this wonderful experience. But another part of Peter, I believe, was just plain nervous. This experience was totally out of his control. And one way to handle that is to get busy. Something like, I know, I'll run out and get some wood and some nails and some hammers and some paint and some brushes, and I will build booths for you, because then I will be very, very busy and I can be distracted from this miracle. Because it's scary. And Jesus put a reassuring hand on his shoulder and told him, you don't need to be afraid. You know, we do this type of thing today. Our culture dictates that being very busy makes us important, and it also protects us from having to deal with things that we may not like or that we don't understand. So we get busy, 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 and we can be unaware and undisturbed, and we can stay safe. Do you remember what Jesus said to Martha when she was too busy to sit down and listen to him? And not only that, but she was angry because Mary was not helping her, but was sitting at his feet listening, and Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're so busy with so many things, but Mary has the better part of it. Busyness is of the world, and it is not of God. God desires us to be present in the moment and to be aware of his beautiful creation. And so around about that time, God visits the disciples in a cloud, and he says, this is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. And he calls us to do the same today, to stop hiding behind our busyness, to stop running away, but to turn toward Jesus and listen. And so we have God in a cloud and Jesus in light, a very different type of light, a holy light that identifies him both as God and man. A friend of mine who's a priest recently told me that she once had a physicist in her congregation. And she was a little overwhelmed because she does not have a scientific mind. But what happened was she came to like and admire this man very much because he had the ability to explain phenomena to her in a way she could understand. When she was speaking one Sunday of the Transfiguration, this man explained later to her that light comes from sunlight reflecting off the tiny dust that is in the air. Immediately, my friend thought, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. I, too, lack a scientific mind, but I've been told that the dust in the air is made up of many tiny pieces of matter, perhaps even like skin cells from ourselves or even from those who have gone before us. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. And that, of course, brings us to Lent, to next Wednesday, the beginning day of our Lenten season 2017. I urge you to come to church this year and begin a good and holy Lent. I hope all of us can use this season to face squarely and bravely up to our Christianity, to face toward Jesus, to listen to him in Scripture and in prayer. I hope we can consciously stop hiding behind our busyness and instead strive to live in and respond to the moment in God's glorious creation. Let us let go of the fear of the mystery of God and instead lean into it, even examine it, and abide in it. If we can accept the cloud of unknowing around us and choose to trust God, then maybe, even through our dustiness, we can reflect the light of Christ to one another and to the world beyond us. So then I challenge you, and I accept your challenge right back, to a transforming, good, and holy, holy Lent.